Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
So not only do we have Selection Sunday on Sunday, the Oscars are coming up.
What?
On Sunday. Yeah, we got Brian Truitt coming up at the bottom of the hour.
I just realized I'm going to have to take Monday off now.
Yeah, right? Sunday, good big night.
Yeah.
He's with USA Today.
Yes, he's a film critic.
We had him on our morning show for a while. Helps us with the Oscars and some other. Like, we've had him on in the summertime to talk.
Yeah.
Here's what we used Brian Truitt for in the last four years. Talk about the Oscars. Talk about summer blockbusters. When are people going back to the movies? What happened to Hollywood after COVID? Like, those were, like, the main topics
yeah.
we've had Brian Truitt on for.
Well, I remember I think my favorite conversation was like, you know, can movies survive?
Are we
going to have film again? Because there was a real time where you and I sat there and went, you know, this chapter's over. We're not going to theater anymore.
There was a legitimate concern that people were like, you know what? My home entertainment system is actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I can get these movies in my house. But.
Everything was cheaper. I mean,
everything was cheaper.
You buy a movie for $25, that's still cheaper than me paying for 5 tickets for my family to go see it.
Yeah.
Popcorn's cheaper there. The bathroom is a little bit closer. You can pause it.
Yeah, exactly. So we talked to him about that. We'll talk to him about the Academy Awards that are coming up. I got to even get a list of who's what.
Who's
going to win. Is there any Marvel movies that are up for Best Picture?
Yes!
What Marvel movie is up for Best Picture?
Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, Wakanda Forever?
Yeah.
That's up for Best Picture?
That's up for Best Picture, I believe.
All right, very good.
And
good
up for various other things.
Okay, very good. Who's the favorite to win Best Actor?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's Brendan Fraser.
For The Whale?
Yeah.
Oh, did you see Adam Sandler's interview with him? The clip of Adam Sandler's interview with him?
No.
Adam Sandler looked like he was going to cry. He told Brendan Fraser that he almost broke down watching The Whale. He said it was such a magical performance. This is unbelievable. Yeah, and Brendan Fraser went to go talk about how they used different things to make him appear fat, you know, and all that stuff. But he was trying to do, because he was saying, like, there's a lot of people who have this disease where they're just completely massively obese.
Yeah.
And he wanted to do it right. Like he said, I wanted to make sure that the gravity and the physics were right. Because a lot of times you get like Eddie Murphy.
Right.
When he did those funny movies where he was like Mr. Clump, but he was so big. But it shows he's like dances. No, you can't do that. Like, you're not dancing if you're 700 pounds.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's not how it works. But so he was like, how do we do it right? Where the struggles of getting out of a chair, the struggles of walking to get a glass of water, like things like that. It was really,
like grabbing something, like reaching up and grabbing something.
Yeah. It's not just a light fat suit that he was wearing.
I think he's a favorite.
Oh, that's good.
To win, which will be fun.
I saw All Quiet on the Western Front. I'm waiting to,
is that nominated this year?
I don't know. Is it? I hope it is.
I don't know.
Is it? I hope it is. I got to look it up.
It's a remake, right?
Yeah.
Because I know the original one.
The original, but wasn't that in the 30s?
Yeah.
Yeah. Goodness. So I'm going to try to, we'll get Brian Truitt on to help us with the Academy Awards. So you got Selection Sunday and the Oscars on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, I
told you before the show that I do have,
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The gift bags.
Yeah, let's do the gift bags. So this is what the people get.
Anyone who's nominated for an Oscar.
So if you're nominated, you get this gift?
Yeah.
All right. So besides the, hey, you're up for this.
You're one of the best actors this year.
You're one of the best actors this year. This is the prize pack you get. This is the take home. It's like being on Wheel of Fortune and you get the take home game.
Right.
All right. What do they get?
You know, well, I'm going to start off. I mean, it's a, I think calling it a bag is, you know, maybe a little.
Yeah.
A little weak.
How about an SUV?
Yeah.
Can we say that?
I mean, it might be something.
How about a U-Haul truck?
So the Oscar gift bags are worth 6 figures.
Uh-huh. Which, by the way, these rich people have to pay taxes on.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to list all the little doohickeys that you get, but, you know, some of the highlights, some of the big ticket items are a 3 nights stay for the nominee and up to 7 friends.
Friends in quotes.
In the newly renovated Faro Punta Imperatore Lighthouse in Italy.
Wow. Is Leonardo DiCaprio up for one of these awards?
He always is. Not only do you have those three nights for Seven Friends, you also have three nights at the Lifestyle, which is an ultra-modern, ultra-private 10-acre estate in rural Ottawa, Canada.
Nice.
You get some. You get a gift set of gourmet hand-harvested dates from Batil's Organic Farm in Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabian dates. That's good.
Luxury skincare brand Miage has a full line of products for you to take home.
Nice.
A sample of vegan retinol from luxury Canadian skincare brand.
I'm sure you have a friend you can give that away to.
The one that really, I need to know more about this, but you get a plot of land.
What?
In Australia. To contribute to conservation and reforestation efforts around the country via pieces of Australia.
Do I have to pay taxes on that land? Do I have to go every now and then to be like, would they go,
you gotta
go
check
this
it
land?
Out?
Why hasn't he seen it? Why does he come? Do I go, like, I don't want
to. I mean, it's, you know, we all know it's not a short trip from here to Australia.
No. So if I'm Colin Farrell, do I got to go, shoot, I got to go to Australia every now and then just to make sure my plot of land is being treated right?
Yeah, but doesn't he go through the hole from the hole in the North Pole to the South Pole?
True.
Isn't there a connector?
That's probably
like a super speed highway?
That's a good point, yeah.
So
only the rich can access?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
But yeah, so, I mean, it's a whole gigantic bag, but yeah, six figures.
But this is what it is, right? So they... Everybody wants their product in front of the celebrity.
Yes.
So they go, why not? So can you imagine being the organizers of these gift bags? You're probably inundated.
Oh, my God.
With companies going, can we get in on the gift bag? What do you have to offer our celebrities? Oh, this, and this. You know, when I went on a cruise last summer, the cruise director was telling people, like, it was one of those meetings that you have when you're like, we're going to disembark and this is what you got to go through to customs and all that stuff. But he was saying how the cruise lines, they just get overwhelmed with different companies from these islands that want to be part of the excursions, like sell the excursions. So like you have to, so these companies will say, well, your excursion has to include this, food, lunch, whatever, before you even get to the negotiating table to sit with us. And I didn't think of that. Like, I didn't even think about that process where they go, yeah, we kind of control your clients. Like, we have waiting clients wanting to do fun stuff, and you have fun stuff to do. That's got to be similar to this. Like, we don't have to ask people if we can get a three-night stay for our celebrities. They're begging us to give it away.
Yep.
They're begging us to give it,
you know,
it away.
And then some of the smaller things, too. You know, you got Jamborees, which I guess are, boxers with pockets.
No, okay. Well, that's not bad.
I don't know why you need that.
Well, why do you need that?
Jewelry Rosh, a shower head. But there's one thing that did stick out to me, which I've never heard of before, but I think I want to try. It's called Opo Pop. Or
Opo Pop. Opo Pop.
I don't know. It's popcorn.
Uh-huh. But is it like minted? Is it gold popcorn?
No.
Is it weight loss popcorn?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
It's the world's first flavor-wrapped popcorn kernel.
Oh, my God. So they infuse the flavor in the kernel?
And then you pop it, and you know, it's all mixed in together. You can have fancy flavors like fancy butter, Maui Heat, Cinnalicious, and vanilla cake.
What kind of weird Frankenstein creation is that?
And, you know, it's only $35 for like a 12-pack.
Wonderful.
But I mean, I'm curious about that now.
Now I want that. Yeah, exactly. Because
I mean,
put that
you
in
just
the thing? Sure.
You have one bag that has all these different flavors in there. I think that would throw me off a little bit.
Did you see The Sopranos?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember the episode where Christopher Moltisanti goes to L.A. to try to pitch his movie script to Ben Kingsley, and they had the luxury lounge?
Yes.
Remember that? I had no idea that was a real thing. And apparently that is a real thing. I did not realize that celebrities go to a hotel, they sit in the sun, and then they go, time to go to the luxury lounge. And then they just walk through and people go, designer sunglasses, here's a luxury beach towel, here's a luxury robe, here's a trip here, here's a something else, here's this, here's a rental car, here's a rental
they're
supercar
giving
for a
free
week.
Stuff like, all the time.
Yeah, they're like... And then Christopher Moltisanti goes, this is just, you get this is free? Yep. And then look, I'm naive. I'm not in Hollywood.
I mean,
I had zero idea this was a daily life for a celebrity in Hollywood where the companies are, please wear our designer sunglasses. Could you please wear this?
How many, like, you know, because you've done, you know, you've done timeshare things or, you know, gone to those things where if you sit through this thing, you get a free 2-night vacation somewhere and they just hand you a card with a confirmation number.
Yep.
Right. And so you book it through them and then like give the confirmation number like, oh, yeah, you did your penance. Now here's your reward. How many of them do you think just have that sitting around? It's like it's got to be Chevy Chase and Caddyshack.
Yeah, sure.
You know, here's another $75,000 check. Now keep it at yours.
Keep it. Yeah, exactly. Man, it's crazy. All right. So we'll talk Academy Awards with Brian Pruitt, USA Today. As we continue along, it's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio. Hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That is Ron with two S.